Welcome back to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. I'm your host, Naftali Herman. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Revi'i, the 13th day of the month of Kislev. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, and there are a number of them today. All those in need of a refuah, may they please have a complete refuah shalema. And for all those who are sponsoring the Nishmas, the memory of those who are no longer with us, may the neshama have an Aliyah. All of this is listed prominently in the OU Daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Sponsorships are available for $100 for one day, $360 for a week, and $1,000 for a month. As always, we greatly appreciate your support. You can do a donation and sponsorship for a birthday, for a simcha, for a refuah, for whatever it might be. We greatly appreciate your generosity. Please note that the deadline to submit a sponsorship specifically for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. You can make a sponsorship for any point in the future at any point, but for tomorrow, the deadline is today, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my great honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Avi Stewart of the Westwood Kehilla of Los Angeles in Los Angeles, California, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Stewart slowly reciting our daily four chapters of Tehillim, Perek, Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf, Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130. And it will be followed by the Mishavera Lecholim with a nice pause to recite names. And we'll conclude with the recitation of Achenu. And I think Rabbi Stewart, I read that wrong. It's the Westwood Kehilla in Los Angeles, California. I might have just added and made the shul's name longer. What a pleasure and honor it is to welcome Rabbi Stewart back to the Daily Call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Stewart.
Good morning and good afternoon to wherever you may be. It's a pleasure to be back here. Thank you, Rabbi Herman, for having me. And it's my third time on this Chizuk call, and I'm very, very excited and happy to be here with you all today. And I hope that you are as inspired as I am. It's incredible to me that this is still happening on a daily basis, obviously with the exception of Shabbos, a year and a half later. In this week's Parsha, the Parsha begins with Yaakov sending messengers to Esav, to his brother. And the message that he sends is a very interesting one. He says to them, here's what I want you to tell Esav. In Lavan garti ve'eichar ad ata. I lived with Lavan and I've lasted until now. And then he tells him about the various gifts and bribes and other sorts of strategies that Yaakov employs to try to get along with Esav. But what exactly is the message that he's sending to Esav when he says that I lived with Lavan? Who cares? You're telling me that, you're where you were for the last number of years. What is there a deeper message here to the message of in Lavan Garti, Ve'echar Ata, that I lived with Lavan and I've lasted until now? Rashi is bothered by this question, and Rashi comments. Rashi says that Garti is Begematria Taryag, that the numerical value of the word Garti, Gimel, Resh, Tuf, Yud, which is 3, Gimel is 3, Resh is 200, Tuf is 400, and Yud is 10, is the exact equivalent. If you reorder the letters, it spells out Taryag, which of course is the number of mitzvot that we have in the Torah, 613 mitzvot. So therefore, says Rashi, what message was Yaakov hinting at? What was he telling Esav? In Lavan Harasha Garti, I live with Lavan, who was a very wicked person. Bitaryag mitzvot shemarti, and yet I still observed the 613 mitzvot. Not only that, below Lamarti Mimasav Haroim, I did not learn from Lavan's bad ways. Lavan's character was one of ill repute. Lavan's character was, and personality was, he was known as the deceiver. He was a dishonest person. Yaakov lived with him for more than 2 decades. And yet Yaakov somehow or another maintained his spiritual level and did not stoop and was not impacted by the peer pressure. A, he tells Esav, I've maintained my faith in the sense of my observance of the mitzvot. And B, even my character is unsullied. What exactly is this message? And in what way is he adding on to the first part? Isn't it enough when he says, I observed 613 mitzvot? Isn't that all there is? What does it mean when he says, I did not learn from his bad ways? Some understand that it's a reference to midot, to character, the character development. And that is that a person, the quote of Pasuk in Mishlei, Mezem Zahav Ba'af Chazir, you can have a person who appears superficially to or behaviorally to be somebody who's doing the right things, but their midot are lacking. It's like a pig who's wallowing in mud that has a gold ring in its nose. And he says, look at my beautiful gold ring. Yeah, but you're wallowing in the mud. I don't care what you're doing. Let me look at your character. That's how some understand that Yaakov was telling Esav, not only behaviorally in my activities, in my observance of the Torah, have I fulfilled the expectations upon me by God, but even in my character, I've maintained myself. That's how some understand. I want to offer a new shot, a new explanation, one that I think will give us some chizuk. The Mishnah in Brachot, with chapter 9, Mishnah number 5, Perek Tes, Mishnah Hey, the Mishnah teaches us, Chayav Adam Levarich al Ara Kishem Shem Levarich al Atova. That if a person is obligated to make a bracha and to thank Hashem, even when something bad, when something tragic happens, the same way, when something good happens, you thank Hashem, so too you should recognize that God is the source of everything, even when something bad happens. And the pasuk that is offered by the Mishnah in support of this concept is the pasuk that we all said this morning in the Shema, V'yahavta et Hashem Elokecha, you should love Hashem your God, v'chol livavcha v'chol nafshecha v'chol me'odecha. And the Mishnah continues and says, what does it mean, v'chol me'odecha? V'chol me'odecha v'chol mida v'mida shehu modeid lecha. It's like a play on words. In every midah, whether the midah is one that is good, or whether the midah is one that you perceive as one that is being bad, whether life is fantastic, whether you love your life, or whether life is challenging and difficult, whatever life is allotted to you by God, whatever experiences you have in life, having modelo b'ma'od ma'od, you should be grateful to him and thank him and acknowledge God. And all of them, of course, are the same. You sow the same foundation. And that is acknowledge that everything comes from God. The Mishnah is teaching us to be grateful and to attribute everything that we experience to Hashem himself. You know, there's different kinds of people in the world. On the one hand, this is type A. For some people, when things are going well, they easily say, oh, Baruch Hashem, life is fantastic. I love my life. On the other hand, when they get stuck, when they're having a hard time, so then it's much more difficult for them to find God. And it's much harder for them to say Baruch Hashem. You know, when you meet somebody, say, how's your day going? He says, Baruch Hashem, awful. How many of us talk like that? Nobody talks like that. But yet, that's what the Mishnah is teaching us. For other people, it's the other way around. When the going gets tough, they find reserves of faith. And they say, I believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that God really is running my life, and I attribute everything to him. And I know he has the best in mind for me, and I'm struggling to see it. And I'm struggling to get through it, but at the end of the day, I know that God knows what he's doing and I have faith. But for those people, and again, these are just two ends of a continuum. Of course, we're all somewhere in the middle. For those people, when everything is fine, they forget God. They're like the guy in the car who makes a deal with God to find a parking spot. Everyone knows that joke. And he says, as soon as he finds a spot in Manhattan, he says, never mind, God, I got my spot. When everything is fine, they forget God. But it's when life is difficult, they turn to him. Of course, we're supposed to turn to God no matter what is happening in our life and to recognize that b'chol midah v'midah, shemodi l'cha, no matter what's happening, we're meant to turn to Hashem and recognize that everything is from Hashem. What makes us who we are is the sum total of our experiences. It's not like we could say, oh, my life is good. Oh, I love God. I love my religion. I love being Jewish. And when life is good, I say, God forbid, the other way around. Or when life is good, I say, oh, I love my life. And when life is challenging, I say, oh, I wish that never happened to me. that's not real. What's real is that sometimes life is fantastic and sometimes life is challenging. That's real. The word nisayon teaches Ramban, Nachmanides, is related to the word nes. Like if you daven Shmona Esrei this morning, you said, Teka b'shofar gadol l'chei Yoseinu, the sun nes l'ka b'yitzkal Yoseinu. Nes is a banner. It's something that's unfurled. Teaches the Ramban, the word nisayon is, it unfurls us. It brings our potential to reality. We are, by our very nature, we are wound up, I guess pun intended. And the nisayon is meant to unwind us. It's meant to unfurl us. It's meant to bring the potential to reality. What makes us who we are is the good times and the challenges. You can't say, oh, what makes us who we are is when life is going great. But when life is going difficult or challenging, you know, that's when I shut down. Or even the other way around. What makes us who we are is when life is difficult. When life is good, so then I just kind of go with the flow. No, we are the sum total of our experiences. It's the good times and the challenging times that makes us who we are. In today's Shir Shel Yom, the special psalm of the day that we say at the end of davening, today is Hayom Yom Revi'i B'Shabbos, today is Wednesday. And there's a beautiful pasuk that we say that I think if you stop and you meditate on this pasuk, if you just think about this verse and you repeat it to yourself and you think about it, it will change your reality. Teaches the pasuk, Ashrei HaGever. Fortunate is the person, praiseworthy is the person. Asher Tiasrenu Ka, whom God gives challenges to. Umitorascha Salamdenu, and from your Torah, he continues to learn. The article says, and whom you teach from your Torah. That is to say that this person is teachable. That is to say that this person is learning from your Torah. What in the world is this pasuk talking about? Ashrei hagever asher tiasrenu ka. Really? We're so fortunate to be challenged? And the answer is yes. Because it's those challenges that make us who we are. It's what makes us great. A vanilla life is a life that's not worth living. Perhaps this is what Yaakov meant. I did not learn from Laban's bad ways. I was always with Hashem. Hashem was always with me. Rabbi Yerucham Levavitz, in his Sefer Das Torah, he was the famous Mashkiach. He was the spiritual leader of the Mir Yeshiva in Europe, and then as he traveled, and then Eretz Yisrael. He quotes the Rabbi Yonah in his amazing work, Sharei Tshuva. Rabbi Yonah writes, Hayitzurim kulam nivru l'kavod Hashem Yisbarach. We are all created, all of creation is created to honor God, to respect God. The matter is well known. Hashem Yidarkei Kiddush Hashem Yisbarach. You want to know how to make a Kiddush Hashem? It's not simply to reflect well on the Jews and on God, but it's lehodia, it's to inform, it's to make aware. How? B'chol mivtas v'sayim, through every utterance of your lips. B'chol asher yirmazun einayim v'chol anhaga. And it's your actions and your activities and your behavior. U'pol yadayim, and the things that you do. Ki yisod l'nefesh ha'adam avodas Hashem v'yisparach v'yir'aso v'tarasso. That the foundation of living the life that you're living is to serve Hashem. It's to have a relationship with God. It's from the observance of His Torah and the observance of His mitzvot. It's not something, says Rabbi Yerucham, that you just do from time to time, but it's with every movement of your life. Ashrei hagever sheyasenu ka. It's not just when life is good that you mevarech al hatov, but even when things are bad that you mevarech al hara. It's even when things are bad that you recognize that Hashem is really the source of everything. That's called midah v'midah. That's the message of the Shema. And perhaps that's what Yaakov meant when he said, yeah, I did mitzvot, but more than that, I didn't learn from love on bad ways, but I maintained who I am. And even from the difficult aspects and parts and years of living with love on, I've grown and I've been true to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That, I think, is perhaps what Rashi means. And I think that's very inspiring for us in our own experience as we go through our lives and as we experience the various experiences that we experience. We're going to now go ahead and recite Tehillim together, beginning with chapter 20. We should all be zocheh be'ezrat Hashem to consider ourselves fortunate and to realize how much we ourselves have grown from our lives, whether it's the difficult or whether it's the challenging aspects of our lives. Chapter 20, Perikos. Lamenateach mizmor leDavid. Yancha adonai b'yoyim tzara. Yishagef chashem. Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach ezrecho mikodesh. Umitzion yisadeko. Yizkor kol mincha yisecho. V'yolasecha yidash nesela. Yitein chorche levokecho. V'chol atzosecho yimalei. V'rani no v'shu asecho v'shem eloheinu nidgoho. Yimalei adonoi kol mishalosecho. Ato yadati. Ki yoshi adonoi mishicho yaneo mishmei kacho. Bigburos yishayimino. Oyele varechev, yele basutim. Barnachni b'shem adonai eloheinu naskir. Oyema karu v'nafalu. Barnachni kamnu v'nisodot. Adonai yoshiya. Hamelech yaneinu. V'yoyim koreinu. Perichav Gimel, chapter 23. Mizmor leDavid. Adonai roi leYachzor. B'noseh sheyarbitzeini amei minuchos. Yinaleini nashish shoyrei gancheini. Imagletedek leman shemo. Gam ki elech, b'gei talmoges lo yirara ki ato yimadi. Oy shivtecha o mishantecha, heimo yinachamuni. Taroch lefanai shalechon, neged toir goyi. Mishanto v'ashem en yoshi. Kosti rivayo. Achtov achefi yidifuni. Kol yimei chayoy. Vishafi bibeis adonai. Liorech yomim. Perek Kuf Lamed, chapter 130. Shira malos. Mimamaki mikirasich adonai adonai shimo vikoini tiyana zechagashu vois kotachaninoi im avonai tishmaya adonai miyamoi. Ki mechas licha liman tivarehi. Kvisi adonai ki vistar nafshi. Veledvaroi oichalti. Oi nafshi ladonai mishayim labayke. Shayimirim labayke. Achel Yisrael ladonai. Ki madonai hachesed vihaybei moifidus. Oh, Yisrael, Yisrael, Mikol Avonai Tov. Mishaberach, Avoteinu, Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov, Moshe Aaron, David Shlomo, Yivarech v'Yirab v'Chacholim.
ויברך מרבס כל חולי ישראל, בעבור שאני מספלים בעבורו, מסדק את פרחים על הרחם עליהם, מאחלים במלאפויסם, להחזיק גם לאחי יש בהם, וישלח הם מבושרים מן השמן לכל הבן, לכל גדם, מצליח שייך לנזור בפני שבוף הגוף, השתו בעגלו בזמן קורי, ונאמר עומד. Kol Beis Yisroel, Acheinu, Kol Beis Yisroel, Anisuni Matzoro, Matzoro Uvashiviyo, Omdim Bein Bayom, Uvein Bayabosho, Amokom Yirachim, Yirachem aleichem yotiyem mitzara li'yirvacho u'me'afela li'yora u'mishibon li'yul ashta ba'agola u'bizman ikariv v'nomar amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Stewart, for leading us in such a beautiful way, beautiful voice. And I know everyone listening very much appreciated it. And we've had you now 3 times. It's a chazakah. We certainly look forward to having you back, with God's help, in the near future. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah, a healing for all of those in need, will be answered, tova, for good. Please join us again tomorrow on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, our next scheduled program. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.